This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When Umar ibn Khattab went into the house of Aisha radiallahu anha, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying on a mat, and Umar looked around the home of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he looked around the home, and all he could see is a few skins and a couple of other items. And Umar began to cry. Whose house was this? This was the house of Aisha radiallahu anha, the most beloved wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was no house more mubarak than this, besides maybe the house of Khadija, in the history of humanity. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying on a mat, and he saw Umar ibn Khattab crying. And he said, "Oh Umar, why are you crying for?" He said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, look at the simplicity in which you live. And look at the pomp and the luxury which the Kisra and the Kaisra, the Roman leader and the Persian leader, live in. And look at the simplicity that you live in." And the Messenger of Allah was lying on this mat. This mat was made out of straw. He sat up. It was so rough, it left an imprint on his side. And the Messenger of Allah sat up and he said, "Even you, O son of Khattab, even you, O son of Khattab, have you not understood that my example is like a man who takes shade under a tree for a little while? Takes shade under a tree for a little while." The Messenger of Allah said, "Kun ghariban, O abir sabil." He said, "Live, O believers, like you are a traveler, or a person who's just passing the path, crossing the path. Kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb, O abir sabil." Live in this dunya like you are a ghareeb. A ghareeb means a traveler in Arabic. And he said to Umar, he said, "Oh Umar, even you, have you not understood that my example is like a person who takes shade under a tree and then he moves on?" Brothers and sisters, that's our example. Kullu man alayha fan. Every person, Allah says, who comes in this world finishes, goes, leaves. But we live. But our aspirations are like that. They're never going to finish. It's like we're never going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we live in the dunya, we have to work. But that work should not be such work that it removes us from Allah's remembrance.